Think Again with Borderlands Cooperative.
Join us for critical conversations about things that matter.
Every Friday at 10 a.m. on 3CR Community Radio, 855 AM on your dial.
And 3CR Digital, streaming live at 3cr.org.au.
So together, let's think again about important matters affecting us, like economics,
politics,
education,
health,
climate,
and what we can do about it all.
Welcome to our 314th program of Think Again. We're broadcasting from the 3CR studio on the unceded land of the Wurundjeri people of the Kulin Nation. Think Again is a program of Borderlands Cooperative, an organisation working for social change for about 28 years now. I'm Jennifer Burrell, your host today, and we are privileged to have Professor Supriya Pattanayak on the line from India for this program. Supriya is Vice-Chancellor of Centurion University of Technology and Management, which is a really interesting university doing great work with communities, which Supriya will tell us about. Centurion University's tagline is "A World of Hopes and Possibilities." Supriya is also an old friend who I met years ago when she was doing her PhD in Melbourne. So welcome to the program, Supriya Pattanayak. Firstly, Supriya, can you tell us a bit about Centurion University, where it is and its history, and your own role with the university?
Yeah, so Centurion University of Technology and Management is in the state of Odisha in India, and we have six campuses located in very geographically challenged areas, and we have the main campus is in the district of Gajapati, which is a tribal-dominated district, and that was one of the reasons why we could get the university status. We became a university in 2010, and the history goes back to the two founders or promoters of the university who took over a failing engineering college and then turned it around so that it became a thriving university. But it started off at this college, which was located in the tribal area, and it was actually that they took it up as a challenge, and it took them about 2 years to turn it around, and since then there was no looking back. It then got expanded to another five campuses. The second major campus is in the city of Bhubaneswar, which is the capital of the state. And we have another four campuses, which I said were in also tribal areas, and as were previously designated as left-wing areas. And today they are called as aspirational districts. So they are actually some of the poorest districts in the country. And the idea behind it was, how do we make education accessible and affordable to people from these regions? So that was the motto behind it, and for expanding to these areas. Today, the university has 16 schools, over 200 programs, and over 2,000 courses. We have also the university, the way it has developed, the motto of the university was really to have not just education, but to also look at enterprises. And therefore, the university itself has promoted several enterprises which sit on the margins of the university. Mm-hmm. But it has also meant that it has encouraged students to also start their own enterprises by incubating them. So we have a few alumni-led enterprises in the university itself.
That's a really good background, Supriya. I'm really interested in Centurion University's focus on community engagement and social impact, which you already started talking about. Can you tell us a bit about, continue what you were saying, but tell us a bit about the university's focus on social impact and also its focus on what you call skill integrated education?
Okay. So Centurion's work is actually hinged on three focus areas. That's how I look at it. The first is skill-integrated higher education, and the second is entrepreneurship. The third is sustainability. All of this is attained through community engagement, and the aim is to achieve as much social impact as possible. So what do I mean by skill-integrated higher education here? And how has Centurion viewed it? So Centurion is actually became a university in 2010, and it was then designated as a skill university. Now, traditionally, there has been a split in cognitive abilities and hands-on, practice-oriented, experience-based skills. You know, in most universities, it's like, okay, you have the theory classes, and you have practicals to support it, which happens in a separate. At Centurion, we have tried to integrate this. Mm. So it's a very hands-on approach to learning. So the theory is learned actually through the practice. Mm. And so every school and every course has an element of theory, practice, and project.
Can you give an example of that just to bring it to life?
Yeah, so if you have something like, say, somebody is doing a bachelor's in zoology, mm-hmm. right? So they're doing a course and they have a skill course or a skill program which is attached to it, which might be breeding of ornamental fish. It might be breeding, it might be, you know, developing these plants which go into aquariums. So it's a whole range of, it might be also actually building aquariums themselves. So it's a kind of a holistic kind of an approach. Likewise, it might be same thing, it might be with chooks. So the idea is that it's not just learning a skill, but also it can lead to an enterprise. Mm. So somebody can start something, say, in their backyard. So we teach them things like pearl cultivation, which can, again, be a very, very lucrative and viable business at a small scale even. And ornamental fish, again, is a big thing now because everybody is wanting something in their homes. So these are the kinds of things that we teach. Somebody is doing botany. We teach them how to, for example, have cactus, how to graft and get different kinds of cactus together and, you know, get some exotic kind of things coming. We teach them tissue culture, maybe of orchids. So it's with the theory, there is the skill which is built in, and they might be also doing things like very advanced things like genetics and genomics. Mm. So, you know, so they're actually trying to get new varieties of plants, that kind of thing.
And Supriya, sorry to interrupt you, Supriya. I also want to ask you, I mean, feel free to continue what you were saying, but I did want to ask you, who decides on what projects or what people want to study when they're integrating the theory and the practice in the sorts of examples you are giving?
Yeah, so we have something in India, which is as part of the policy, which is called a choice-based credit system. So we give them a whole range of courses from which they can choose. So students are free to choose the kind of skills and subjects that they want to pursue. Of course, there's a structure to it. So they will have to take certain credits from each basket, for example. But it allows them a lot of freedom in the kind of courses they want to work with.
And I suppose I understood, Supriya, that a lot of the work that's coming from the university has actually is beneficial to communities in the state and I think the surrounding area. Is that right? It's there are projects that serve the communities.
Yes. So I was just giving you some things which lead to enterprises. Now I'll tell you what kind of programs that we have that serve communities, for example. So suppose somebody, a young person is pursuing a course in electrical engineering. You know, we have a program which we call Community Action Learning Program. So in that, it is expected that a student will go out into the community and will actually go and engage with community members and find out if there are things they want doing. For example, some appliances that they want fixing or they are building a house, they need the house wiring to be done. So the students actually go and then do that work for them. Of course, there is some mutually agreed payment for that, but that's part of their thing. But what happens in the process is not only are they utilizing the skills that they have learned at the university, but they're also learning life skills of negotiating, of communicating, of working with teams. You know, these are the kinds of things that they also learn in the process of that community engagement. And they're actually then providing a service. We also have tie-ups with various industries. You know, so for example, we have a tie-up with one of the leading global, optical spectacle industries called Essilor. And they give us a whole range of glasses, spectacles, powered spectacles, which are to be distributed free of cost. So they give us some things which have to be, part of the inventory which has to be delivered free of cost, and part of it that we have to actually market through our university. So the free of cost glasses, we actually take it to various communities, and we have their eyes tested, people's eyes tested. And, you know, the people don't even know that there is something wrong with their eyes. And the people don't know that the vision can be corrected just with glasses. I mean, not even surgery. So, for example, I was talking about this thing some time back when we went and we gave glasses to one member in a community. That person was extremely happy and he said, "Oh, you know, I heard sheep, goats around, and I used to wonder every time that, you know, the numbers never matched. Now at least I can see how many goats I have." And he was so happy that people were stealing his goats and he didn't even know.
Oh, what an incredible story.
Yes. So it's amazing what these, small interventions can do to people in the community, and you know how what a great impact it has at the societal level. So these are some of the things that we are doing in terms of the skill integrated higher education. Entrepreneurship, as I told you, we are also kind of helping students to have their own enterprises other than the enterprises that we have promoted ourselves. And we have promoted enterprises which are to help banking the unbanked people. As you probably know that in India, there are a lot of people who did not even have bank accounts. And so we have helped them. We have helped about, 20 million people have bank accounts.
Whoa, 20 million?
That's the kind of, numbers that we actually reach in getting them bank accounts. And, you know, then once you have a bank account, there are so many services that you can have, whether it is in terms of you need credit, so you have loans, you have insurance, you have all these kinds of things which come with it. So first step is the bank accounts itself. So this is some of the enterprises that we have promoted. We have also promoted another enterprise whereby, the tribal farmers, they organically grow a lot of spices. So whether it is turmeric or ginger, you know, those kind of things. And they were always being exploited because there used to be people who would come and buy their product at a very low cost and take them and sell them in the market. So what we did was we set up a a plant which is a supercritical CO2 extraction unit, and we started procuring the local material and extracting oils and oleoresins from turmeric and from ginger and all this, and this went to the international market. So what we did was that we gave the farmers a very fair price. And so this is the kind, so we had that backward linkage and the forward linkage to the market as well. So we could aggregate the product and then we could take it forward. But the farmers actually got what they actually, what was the actual value.
Yeah.
Because, we are not in most of these things. It's an enterprise which there are all different formats. Some of them are for profit, some of them are not for profit. So those are the kinds of structures that we have.
Mm-hmm.
So it's essentially to benefit the tribal farmers.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a number of enterprises that the university itself has promoted. I must tell you that other than these things, we also have very high end. So we have something, they all go by the generic name of Gramtaram. So we have something called, another enterprise called Gramtaram Technologies. So where we are taking high-end technology, not just to the farmers. Like, for example, we are taking drone spraying services to the farmers. But we are also using drones for research and analytics. For example, image processing. We put a camera on the drone and we take images of the farms, and we can tell them, we can tell farmers everything about soil health and what kind of crops and what kind of pests and everything that they need to know to ensure that the yield is higher.
Yeah.
So we do also those very high-end kind of work, which is then transferred on to farmers and community so that they actually benefit.
Yeah, I'm really impressed with how enmeshed your university is with the community, how closely it engages and serves the community, and getting intelligence from the community to understand what will serve the community and in what way. So I think that's, I don't know of any university that works like this in Australia, and I doubt if there is one, but it's extremely impressive. And as I say, that close engagement and communication and helping the community with practical solutions to issues that are important to them.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. We have actually, you're right. But we are also, it's not just about Australia, but it's also in India. We don't have, although we have several skill universities, none of them are like Centurion. Because actually at Centurion, one of the things is you have to be really committed, very passionate. But it also means putting in a lot of resources.
Yes.
So whether it is human resources or financial resources, technical resources, everything.
Yeah.
And that is something which a lot of people find it very difficult to do.
Yeah, I'll just remind our listeners, you're listening to Think Again, 3CR 855 AM on your dial, 3CR digital and streaming at 3cr.org.au. I'm Jennifer Burrell, and today I'm talking with Professor Zipriya Patanak from Centurion University of Technology and Management, who's joining us on the line from India. So, Zipriya, I understand everything you do at Centurion University is concerned with achieving the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. Can you talk a bit about that?
Yeah, actually we as a university have tried, I know at a global level, the UN SDGs seem to be losing currency, but we are really committed and focused on the SDGs.
Mm-hmm.
Both in the way we do, way we work, but also in terms of its impact in the community and on the environment. So we are, one thing is, as a university, we are almost a zero waste university. We recycle almost everything, starting from our food waste to water waste to electronic waste, everything you can, paper waste. We have an apparel enterprise, so we recycle even the waste fabric. Everything is recycled.
That's very impressive.
Yeah, there's very little. It's almost a zero waste that we are doing. We have kind of banned plastics in the university, but it's, I think in practice, we have still not achieved it.
Mm-hmm.
But we have, at least we are committed to that. And one of the things at Centurion University, one of the things we talk about when we talk about Centurion in terms of sustainability, is that our motto is Centurion Cares. And CARES is actually an acronym for community engagement, academics, research, entrepreneurship, and social impact.
Mm.
So I did speak about the community engagement and the community action learning program, but I'd also like to say, in terms of community engagement, we also have a community diagnostic center, because we have a School of Allied and Health Sciences. So we actually have a diagnostic center where local community members can come, and there's a doctor who's there. They can give their samples, whatever, blood, urine, whatever. And we have the labs where students actually then are get into the practice of doing all the testing and giving the results and all that. So we have this. We also have two, what we call healthcare on wheels. So there are two very large buses equipped with some of the latest equipment, which goes from literally from village to village. And it has a whole team of a doctor, nurse, and they're all students. So nursing students, pharmacy students, optometry students. So it's like they form a team, and it's on a like a roster basis, and they go to from community to community, and they provide services. So this is in addition to some of the things I've already told you. In terms of academics, I told you about the skill integrated higher education, where we have where we talked about the electrical engineering student who does. But I must tell you that in terms of research, we are doing some very exciting work. One of our faculty with some of the students are working on a low-cost insulin pump. And the moment that is finalized and patented, I think that will have a huge social impact, considering that India is also becoming the diabetic capital in the world.
Mm. So,
and,
we are running out of time, but please proceed.
Yeah. Okay, I'll go quickly. So we have some of our faculty are working on an early warning system for elephants crossing railway tracks. We have some faculty who are using satellite information to support local fishermen in enhancing their catch, thus reducing the cost they were incurring in the past. And this is in addition to publications, patents, and copyrights, which are an outcome which have to be achieved by faculty.
Mm.
In terms of entrepreneurship, we look at the whole cycle of employability, employment, productivity, product development, entrepreneurship, and commercialization. I'll tell you one small example. Our students started with a student project of repairing and maintaining a transformer. Today, we are at the Centurion University, we are commercially producing transformers with the largest distributor being one of our clients for the purchase of these transformers.
It's incredible what you're achieving with your university, Supriya. I'm just so overwhelmingly impressed. I think we could talk for a long time about this, but I'm mindful we're coming to near the end of the program. Feel free to continue that, but I did want to, before you finish, also tell us a bit about some of your learnings. It's obviously been a bit of a journey to get to this point. What have you learned from the process of setting these directions for Centurion University, and can you share some of your learnings and insights?
So I think one of the main things is, if you look at what does a centurion cares mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, let me start from that point so we can continue from that previous conversation.
Mm-hmm.
The whole idea is creating an inclusive ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
you know, that takes into account diverse communities. So whether it is women, the differently abled, economically weaker sections, transgenders, and any other category you think you can consider, it's basically reaching the last person while benefiting the environment as a whole. So that is what we are looking at in terms of Centurion Cares. As a university, we want to get graduates out who are not just future ready, industry ready, but who are also conscious that technology should be in the interest of the public, should be responsible, ethical. So, and we would like them not just to get into jobs, but to also become entrepreneurs themselves. So all this setup that we have is like a lab where students learn what it means to be eventually in the industry or in an enterprise. So that is our takeaway. We don't want just, you know, we want to have responsible and respectful citizens coming out of the university.
That's wonderful, Supriya. Like I said, it's extremely impressive. And if anyone was wanting to try to emulate or learn something from you, what would you say to them?
So the one thing we say is, first of all, you need to see, seeing is believing, because I can talk for hours and hours about it, but you need to come and see the model. And what we are doing is now, to a lot of people who want to sometimes not do the whole thing, but bits and parts. So somebody wants to do just the skill education and they want to do particular skills. So we are just now, in the next few days, we are going, one of the industrialists who wants to start a center. So we are going to give the consultancy there.
Mm-hmm.
So we are primarily doing that. We have a lot of invitation to start Centurion universities in different parts of the world. But I'm sorry, I've been telling them that we just don't have the bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
So it actually requires a set of committed people and passionate people to actually take this forward.
Thank you.
So we're there to provide whatever support.
Thank you so much, Supriya. And how great that you had that, you and your colleagues who really got this university going in this really impressive direction. And I really appreciate you coming on the program and sharing a story about what is possible. As you suggest, you know, sometimes you need to see something's possible to go for it. So I really appreciate you coming on the program and telling us about Centurion University. And it's been really informative, both informative and inspiring. And so thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jennifer.
So thanks to our listeners for tuning in to Think Again, live on 3CR Community Radio today. If you want to contact us or comment on our program, please email Borderlands. Our programs are available by podcast and on the 3CR website at 3cr.org.au. And to end our program for today, please enjoy Milkumana by King Stingray.
You've been listening to a 3CR podcast produced in the studios of independent community radio station 3CR in Melbourne, Australia. For more information, go to allthews.3cr.org.au.